And we're off. It's 8:23. We tried to do a daily podcast here. It's the Ken Braverman podcast. Crazy things happen. Logged into Facebook because it's there. And there's a woman who is a friend of mine. I'm partial to her. Her name's Sandy. We're going to be on the phone with her in a second here. She's one of those people who gets political, gets active. She's like a musician and out in San Francisco, I believe. She's married to a musician. She puts out material a lot of times, songs, and they get political. One of them's kind of going viral now, and her email got hacked. She's cool. I never hid her timeline because I agree with her politically. She's super liberal, but I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I like it a lot, and I'm not a Trumper. I'm, of course, against Trump. Anyway, so we're going to give her a call, and we're going to pod away.
Hello?
Sandy?
Yeah.
This is Ken Braverman. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. We've never actually spoken before, even though we've been Facebook friends for a year.
I thought it was even longer than that. But
oh, yeah. Many years, actually, I'm sure. Probably like 4 or 5. Yeah. Somehow you know my sister, or my sister knows you, Lisa, and are friends from her from Indiana. I don't know however we got mixed in, but I love your Facebook feed. I'm a super liberal as well.
I know. I remember you from many Facebook posts or something.
Nice. All right, so let's get right into it. Let's just assume that everybody knows who you are. You're super famous. You're like Diane Keaton. Everybody knows you. You're a musician. You're a songwriter. You're everything. You're tag team with your husband. Everything's awesome. Now, what has happened? You have a viral video now, which I just sent it to my mom. My mom, she watched it. She loved it. She's right, you know, what anyway. And so I can see how it's going viral. Now, what has happened? What's going on?
You mean in terms of like how the video is blowing up, or just specifically about the hacking?
Well, I think it's tied together.
The New York Magazine online, we've been posted on the Politics, which is a huge site online.
Yep.
We've been posted on. we're going to be on Al Jazeera, which is a huge group.
yeah.
We did a Skype interview with, you know, video and stuff, which I can't do right now because I look like crap.
But no. We're a podcast here on my pod.
That's right. Well,
perfect. Oh, yeah.
I have a face for radio. Let's see. Other ones, too. And it was like the London, one of them is the London Evening Standard.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Independent did something. That's another British thing.
The song really, it calls out the, it humiliates the not neo-Nazi, whatever it is, white national, yeah. Whatever.
The
stupid white, just call it the stupid white. It humiliates them, and it does a good job of it, and it's coming from, I don't know, I can see why it's going viral, because we should shame them, really.
We should shame,
because if we shame them and they really go hide, then they realize it's not right and they hide. And at least hiding is better than, if they're not going to change, at least they'll hide.
Right. No, and I mean, this is America and you're allowed to believe what you want to believe. So I can't tell them not to believe what they believe, but they need to go under a rock back where they belong. You know what I mean? Like, it is just not okay. And it is not okay, especially, I mean, not that I think that Nazism is a specifically huge threat in our country, but that's just not okay. I mean, that is a cult that leads to genocide, and that's not okay. I don't think they're going to take over, though. But the other people, the white supremacists, et cetera, I mean, that's a bigger problem, and I'd like to shame those people, too, but this particular song kind of went out specifically to, you know, those that would actually admit to being Nazis.
What's like the hashtag? Tiki, like...
Tiki torch Nazis.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. Just all three together. Okay. So that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Three different words. Tiki torch Nazis.
Yeah.
You know.
So. Yeah. The tiki torch kind of makes it feel like a teeny tiny too. It's a nice play on words with that as well, sort of.
Right. It's very diminutive. A tiki torch is basically a, you know, it's almost a toy you put in your backyard for parties, like for party lanterns. You should have a tiki torch in one hand and a Mai Tai in the other hand, you know.
All right. So assume that what you did actually really hurt somebody's feelings, or they put you on a list of people they want to mess with because they're nuts, right? So you got hacked. You got hacked now, right?
Yeah, sure. What? I mean, this has happened. We've had 4 viral videos in our time of doing parodies since 2008. We've had 4 really, I mean, we have very popular videos that make 500,000 views or 800,000 views. But, you know, the ones that go over 1 million, every time we've had one, I feel like we get hacked somehow, you know. And I'm going to get this racial tension because it started with Hockey Mama for Obama, which was our first video ever, and it went viral in 2008, two weeks before the election. And even though I didn't address racism, I was just putting down Sarah Palin for, like, oh my God, she's so stupid.
I almost forgot about her.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, I'm older than you.
I lived them. I'm almost 40. Like, I just almost forgot about her because it's been so, I mean, we have Trump now. I mean, it's nuts now. Like, yeah, I'd forgotten about her. Oh, wow.
Right.
God.
Well, so this song that we wrote was called Hockey Mama for Obama because I am a hockey mom.
Heck yeah.
And she kept saying she was speaking for the hockey moms, and I disagreed with everything she said, and I thought, oh my gosh, she's going to take the country back. I mean, if she's with John McCain, who's old, if he dies, she's president, and she can't spell, and she can't create a sentence, and she, you know, like, who is this person? And she's also going to put women back 50 years from all the progress we've made just because of her religious beliefs, you know? So I wrote the lyrics to, it was called Hockey Mama for Obama or Don't Speak for Me, Sarah Palin, and it was to the tune of Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, and I came home, and Richard and I were just engaged at this point, and I said, let's try to put a video on this new thing called YouTube, you know?
Sure.
So we did it, and some of my friends said, I'm going to put it on this new thing called Facebook, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it went viral, and we got death threats. Only in the comment section. But that, you know what I mean? Like, nobody called back. And we were anonymous. We were totally anonymous. Like, I was so afraid to give up our identity because it was so new and so scary, and these racists were amazing, you know. But I'm brave because I know we're standing up for the right thing. And I mean, Richard is half black, and he looks black, and it's like, this is our family we're standing up for, you know.
Huh.
And
I didn't even notice that until you said that.
What?
I didn't even notice that till you said that. I would have thought, you know how as people age, just kind of the sun kind of wears on you and makes you a little dark. I would have assumed that he was, well, whatever, it doesn't matter. Who cares?
His son. Richard's son is half black. You've never seen Richard's son.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry. I thought you said Richard.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
No, not Richard. No, he's Sicilian. We did the DNA test. He's got a little Africa in him from Morocco.
You know, as we talk about race, throughout that whole, when I was looking, I'm like, okay, he's half black. Literally nothing in my mind changed because I don't care, you know, like, which is good. I feel that's healthy. So then it doesn't matter. But yeah, that's, okay. Yeah. It's good. When we talk about race, it's good that it doesn't matter. It's just DNA sequences.
You know, he goes to bed at night worried about his black son.
Oh, yeah. It matters to other people, right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have skin in this game, you know?
Yeah.
So, of course, we're going to stand up and of course we're going to fight. You know, we're going to not be cowards about it. Mm-hmm. And if they hack us, they hack us, whatever. But, you know, so we're about to get on a password generator system that, you know, generates your password, brand new, weird passwords every day. So that we're less likely to be hacked.
I think that our technology is going in a direction where we're going to, our devices and our software, our Facebook, for example, will be checking us to know that it's us that's on it. I mean, the camera is going to be on, the whatever's going to be on, just the monitoring of how we post, what we browse. It's going to know if we all of a sudden had a brain injury and started acting in an odd manner and started, you know, all of a sudden, if you got into rugby out of nowhere, and you were just all rugby, they probably would wonder, especially if you're plugging rugby websites or something, they would know that Sandy's been hacked, right? Unless you just love Australian rules football. Who knows?
I'll have to give them a heads up once I get into rugby, because, you know, maybe I will get into rugby now. I'll want to be changing. Anyway, so we definitely got hacked because I got a note from a good friend. Luckily, he's very savvy, and it was like 2 minutes after he got the email and said, "I don't think this is from you." And then he took a screenshot and sent it to me. I'm like, "No, don't open that." And it was insidious because when it was said, "Hey, I thought you the video link has his name in it." You know, it was like,
oh yeah,
it says news, and then it says Bob, blah blah blah, my friend's name, and it was probably going to make them think, oh, there's something with my name in it. Let me click that. You know, so it was really insidious. I haven't had any other complaints, but we got to changing our passwords on everything.
It doesn't matter though. Like the problem, there's all this. There's a lot of bots now, and it's only getting worse, or because bots are taking over. So somebody's writing algorithms to go in and do social engineering on people's accounts once they get in. You know, you click link, or you get on a Wi-Fi network somewhere, and they airdrop. My wife told me a story the other day about her friend went into a Starbucks and somebody airdropped a dick pic onto her iPad or something, and she was sitting in there because
next to her, yeah.
Right. And so this kind of thing is so easy to do, right? And then the bots go out and start finding unique ways to craft spam to come out of your account to really fake. Like, there's a whole deal with some guy pretending to be somebody and getting information from Republican operatives in D.C. and in the government or something by just sending them emails and asking them like they know them. And it's by spoofing other emails and pretending to be Bannon. That was happening a few days ago. Somebody's pretending to be Bannon.
Yeah.
Right? Now, that's going to happen all over the place. And we're not going to be able to stop it other than like what Trump does, like I mentioned to you, which is Trump tweets and everybody, he backs up his tweets by being on the news. Right?
Yeah.
So other than that, how do you know that you could be on vacation and your email account could be going nuts?
Right.
Scary.
Yeah.
But just is what it is. So you'll get through it. But all right. So you're gonna ride this wave of this video for now. This topic's gonna be hot for a little while, I think, until Trump's gone.
Yeah, man. J.K. Rowling retweeted it. Now, what's kind of interesting is the international attention has been interesting. You know, there's a lot of attention in England, So I'm feeling a little weird because I'm feeling like, okay, now people are using our song as for their country as well. I don't want to get involved in British politics, really. On top of that, there's Al Jazeera interviewed us, and they're awesome, and I love them, and I looked and made sure. I mean, we have like 90 friends that subscribe to them, and they're great. I mean, I did some research, and there was some controversies and stuff like that. I figure that's gonna be the way it is anyway.
There was a whole weird situation where all those countries started blocking Qatar, and they wanted Qatar to get rid of Al Jazeera, I believe. So, but it's a whole weird. There's a weird media battle going on, especially now with Bannon out of the White House, where you have
right. I don't want to get too caught up in the media. International
proposal. No. You just want to let people. Let's just shame white nationals. That's fine. That's good. That's good stuff. All right. Well, you'll survive the email hacking. I thought this was interesting because these viralities, they snowball, right? The internet's this huge mountain, and the snowball just keeps growing and growing and growing. Sometimes you can't stop it, but it's a good thing out there to be shaming these people because to see.
I feel like I'm on the right side.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So
well, there was like this mass exodus of corporate people too after Trump didn't come out and say, driving your car into people that are showing up to try to shame the white nationalists is not a horrible, horrible thing that we must condemn. He didn't just go to that. Yeah.
No, he said there was, calls on both sides and all that stuff, which, I have mixed feelings about Antifa. I'm from the South, the San Francisco Bay Area, or that's where we live, and there, but when I put them next to Nazis, I'm like, okay, Antifa is there to fight the Nazis, and the Nazis are there to eliminate anyone who isn't white. So if I had to take a side, whose side would I take?
Yeah,
that's gonna be anti-bi, but I wish that sometimes I feel like their violence
makes us look bad,
So
that's
a problem there for me, but
no, the rest of the world,
I'm not gonna call them out. You might find this interesting. So all the comments on the video, I can't even get through because there's just 10,000 of them.
Sure.
That's just a Facebook video. I'm not even going to bother about the comments on all these other publications, which also now have millions of their own hits on our video,
Sure.
Which don't count as our Facebook video hits. But they, it was almost like it was the same troll over and over again. Maybe it was with different names, different accounts.
Yeah.
Or else there's a large contingency of people that are going, well, what about Black Lives Matter? What about Antifa? They just kept saying that over and over again. I'm like, I just started banning and deleting because it's like, you're not going to listen, and I don't have time to answer 6,000 complaints about that,
The argument.
I don't think you're on the right side of history, so I'm going to ban and delete you.
The argument is that a lot of the Russian hacking was 25 or 30 Russian programmers that were creating bots and themselves doing it, going onto accounts and just trolling, just finding ways to troll and put out fake stuff. One person can do an immense amount of damage, and one person looks like hundreds when they do that.
Right. Right, because they have 100 accounts.
And people aren't motivated to comment a lot when they just pleasantly like something. They just see it and move on. Oh, that's good. Right? Instead of, I want to take these people down because I'm getting paid to do it from a foreign government. Right?
Exactly. So I will continue to ban and delete. I mean, I was given advice from some people that are on some very political, that are in charge of some very political sites like American News X and stuff like that, and Liberals Unite, and they're like, you just stay on top of the trolls. Stay on top of them, ban them, delete them, ban them, just do it. And I'm like, okay, that'll be part of my work day. We spend an hour banning and deleting trolls, I'm starting to pick up. I have my own algorithm, but it's now picking up on patterns of the trolls, hopefully I'll stay on top of them.
There's a guy I know named, or a guy I subscribe to his newsletter, Rob May, who runs a company that has a artificial intelligence HR system that does a lot of things that a person does in HR. It uses a lot of the same techniques that your algorithm that you're creating that you just mentioned can do.
Yeah.
So you could kind of set that to go, and then it could kind of give you some things that it isn't sure about that you could then manually review, but it could do a whole lot of this. You know, if it sees the F-bomb and sees exclamation points, if it sees all caps, just move it and put it into this like spam, I want to get it removed folder. You wouldn't even have to deal with that your hour a day, your seven hours a week. And the stress of having to read that, that's got to take a toll on your psyche. Like,
it can.
Even if it's not real.
Yeah, right, exactly. Just not let it get to you. But, well, if you have information on that, send it to me.
I'll give him the idea to do it if he doesn't have it already, because it's a great startup idea, because removing negative feedback from your life, which is what Facebook has actually tried to do, which they took a lot of heat for, but removing negative feedback that you really don't need to see, removing the smut from
your life. I don't mind constructive criticism, but that's not what's coming through. It's just... trolling.
right. It's like the whole, I don't know if you're a South Park fan?
A what?
A South Park cartoon?
I like South Park, yeah.
The whole last season was about a troll that essentially, created a war with Denmark. the parallels...
I didn't see it, but...
they have a few episodes in there where everyone's internet history becomes public queryable database. The first thing is the Danes picked like just Colorado Springs or something first because they're trying to find the troll who happens to be Stan's dad, Randy, and they.
Right.
So they released just Colorado Springs' internet history, and like, you know, everything goes mayhem and people are crashing into each other at intersections and people are getting killed yelling, you know, you were the one that was trolling my daughter, I'm going to kill you. Like, everything becomes public knowledge. That could happen. That could happen the way we're going. But that whole, I don't know why I went down that tangent, but it was just...
I haven't watched it in a long time, but I every time I see it, I'm on the floor laughing, so I don't know why I don't watch it more often.
Yeah, well, I don't know where I was going with, but trolls, yeah. So trolls can do a lot of damage. That was the whole season. And it's interesting because the taking an hour out of your day and, exposing you to that has got to be... I know some trolls on some message boards myself, and I know them offline as well. And they do it just because... There is a guy I know who's a 300-pound guy who sits and he's a telemarketer during the day in Reno, Nevada for $10 an hour, and he goes home and plays video games and smokes weed and trolls people on message boards because that's his life. And he does have a sense of humor. I mean, it's funny to him because getting people riled up makes
it gives him a sense of power. Tiny little power.
Hey, if you could get...
a little vindication.
Yeah, if you get some response from somebody famous, that's something, even if it's negative.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I part of entertainment and parody is allowing people to feel a tiny sense of vindication, you know? That's why they like the song, is because they leave feeling like, yeah, she put them down, yay, you know. There's a little bit of, they feel vindicated because of what I did. They go around singing it, they feel vindicated because they're singing it, you know. So, I don't know.
Yeah, she's finding you're finding some truth and expressing it through song that we all feel, but we can't all spend our day berating Nazis, but yes, I'm glad, you know, I like that. I'll pass that on as a copy of that allele into the universe. Right, exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
Listen, Ken, I think I need to go.
Yeah, no, this has been awesome. Thank you for doing this. Change your passwords. And I'll talk to Rob May about getting an automated system that, that disregards all the trolls that you have. I'll tell them to do that.
Let me know about that. Thank you. And let me send you this podcast.
Oh, absolutely. It's going up today.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Awesome.
Take it easy. Yeah.